Shalom
And good morning. We are back into the study looking at Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 to 13. Now, if when you come to this chapter, we began by saying the main point. Now, the main point of what we are saying is this. The author of the book of Hebrews has been talking about the superiority of Jesus Christ. The author has been encouraging some people who are tempted to turn back to ancestral worship, to the former way of worship, to the mixing of Christian worship and ancestral worship, taking some elements. Today, we have so many people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, but they have continued to sacrifice animals. They have taken goats and bulls to the elders so that they can be sacrificed on their behalf, so that the elders could sacrifice for them. Yet they are believers. Now that is syncretism. That is mixing of faith. That is taking a portion here and a portion there. And this person was encouraging that the moment we do that, we have already gone into what we call unbelief. We are no longer trusting the blood of Jesus Christ again to save us and to save us to the uttermost. And so this author is actually encouraging the pilgrim or the believer or the convert not to go back. Together with the encouraging, he is also challenging and warning. So here we come to chapter 8, where he is now summarizing why he believes that Jesus is superior. And he compares with the five issues or five elements that makes him superior. He is superior because Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, a better covenant, a superior covenant than the old covenant. Then Jesus is superior because he is the high priest, is a superior high priest than the Old Testament priest. Number three, Jesus has a superior ministry, the ministry of getting people from death to life and getting them once, because he died for them and died once. He has superior sacrifices, because the sacrifices that he performed is not the blood of bulls and goats, it is his own blood. And he entered the superior tabernacle because he entered into heaven. We'll be seeing this in chapter 9. And he has superior promises, because he promised to go beyond the life we are having. And so we need to look at why Jesus is that superior, and we need to celebrate him. So this person said, now the main point of what we are saying is this: we do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne or the majesty in heaven. Now that statement alone speaks or summarizes about Jesus Christ, saying he is the high priest. And this high priest, he has sat down. The rest of the high priest would never sit down at the temple. There was no seat. They were standing all through, because the work was not complete. As long as you have not completed, you keep standing. And so they would finish and get out. But he sat down at the right hand of the throne. So where is he sitting? So there is a throne in heaven. And that's where Jesus is seated, of the majesty in heaven. And who serves in the sanctuary? The true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by a human being or by human being. So here, that's where he is serving. So Jesus is serving. Today, Jesus sits, but he's still serving. What is his ministry? His ministry still as a high priest, though seated, is to intercede for us, is to offer sacrifices, is to offer prayers and worship and intercession for us. Then we are compared. Then we go to comparing. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. And so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. So you see Jesus, besides sitting down of the right hand of the majesty of the throne, now he is now comparing with those other priests, they were offering gifts and sacrifices, so he also offered something. So what did he offer? If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. So he could not come and do what they were doing. He was doing something superior. That's why he could not be a priest here on earth. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. So you see, there is the heaven. Heaven is the real picture. All the other tabernacles and altars we have here, they are patterns. They must be patterned. They must be built. They must be erected with the pattern of what we see in heaven. So if we don't see it in heaven, we should not be able to build it. Heaven provides the blueprint. Heaven provides the plan. Moses, when he went to the mountain, God showed him the heavenly tabernacle. It is there. That's where Jesus is serving. That's the sanctuary where he is. It's the real thing. It's not built by human hands. It is built by God. It is made by God. But the ones that the priests were serving here, they are built by men. That's why the one in heaven is more superior. So see to it that, so Moses was told to make everything according to what he has seen, because there's one in heaven. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant which he is a mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. Now, he comes here now to talk about the most critical part about the covenant, that the ministry of Jesus is built on better covenant because they are built on better promises. And he is the mediator of this covenant. He is the one who mediates this covenant. And what does this covenant say? That the Lord will be able to put his law and his word in the hearts of our worshiper. Where he said in Jeremiah 31:31, in those days I'll make a covenant with the house of Israel, not like the one I made with Moses or with your forefathers. This one will be new, to be different, because the Lord will not write his word or his law on a tablet. He will write it in our hearts. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, you see, the first covenant was faulty. It was temporal. It was physical. It was faulty, that covenant. There's something wrong with it. That's why there's somewhere that is said that now we are talking about the book of Jeremiah. But God found fault with the people and said, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with the ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time. Comparing the two covenants, declares the Lord, I'll put my law in their might, and I'll write them on their hearts. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbors or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete is outdated, will soon disappear. It will be very critical for us to conclude this session by making sure that God said there was something wrong with the first covenant. He made it with our forefathers when he took them out of Egypt, but they could not be able to keep it. And he promised to make another one, as he said in the book of Jeremiah 31:31. And this one is the one that it's operating through Jesus. Jesus is the mediator of this new one, because he's the one who is actually authoring or writing his law in our hearts. And that old one is obsolete. And what is obsolete? It is outdated. Outdated, it will soon disappear. So let's not go back to worship with the covenant that is outdated. Let's use the new edition. Let's use the edited one, the new one. And this new one has got something different. It's like going back to the old computer, DOS. Those of us who lived some years ago, the first computers, they were MS-DOS. We cannot be able to get back there today. We'll look foolish if you go back there. Now, that's exactly what some people are doing by going back to the old covenant and worshiping and sacrificing animals. Father, help us to stick to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the mediator of the new covenant. In Jesus' name, amen.